Hello, hello, Pretty Vibe Tribe. Oh my goodness, it has been a minute. This is Sarah coming at you with an update on our show. So I'm just going to get right into it. Mary and I will say that we had been planning on taking a hiatus from the show. However, we did not mean to do it the way that we ended up doing it. Our plan was to record a couple more episodes and then record an official episode letting you guys know what's going on and sharing the news about our hiatus. And that just never happened. And it not happening is great evidence as to why we made the decision to take a hiatus from the show. So as you guys know, Mary is a new mama. Ava is almost 2, and she is just loving mom life. She is such an amazing mother. Ooh, why am I getting emotional already? She is such an amazing mother, and it has been so beautiful to watch her make that transition and just fully immerse herself as Ava's mama. And it takes up so much space and time of hers purposely. Like, that is what she desires. That's what she loves. And I feel like we can all really learn from her and be inspired by her, because Mary, one of the reasons that she built her business the way that she did is so that when she started a family, she could be present. She could be there. She could spend a lot of time with her babies. And that is what she is doing. And so between that and then me being on the flip side of that, not a mom yet, definitely inspired by the way that Mary's doing things though, like I said. However, with me, I am just like full freaking send in my business right now. On top of that, Zach and I are recently engaged. And so there's just a lot going on in my life as well with my business and all things engagement and wedding planning. So anywho, all of this to say that recording the podcast got pretty challenging for us, not only with our very opposing and busy schedules, but also energetically. Mary and I are just in very different places in life right now, and it is so beautiful and it is so perfect for each of us in our own ways. And I do want to say that Mary and I still have a very beautiful, loving, deep friendship. I'm sure that she would actually agree that after we decided that, okay, we're on an accidental hiatus and we will come back and let you guys know what's going on at some point, our friendship, our sisterhood has gotten even deeper. And so that's been truly a surprise gift for the both of us since taking this hiatus. But going back to energetically, we're just in different places and we're learning different things and we're evolving in very different ways. And we're both still evolving. We're both still learning lessons and pulling through wisdom. It's just very different right now. And so again, recording the show together just got a bit challenging and was just feeling out of alignment. And so I hope that you guys take this as a lesson, as permission, because Mary and I, our minds definitely had a lot of resistance to pausing the show and to taking this hiatus. And for her and I both, intuitively and on that soul level, it just started to feel out of alignment. And of course, our minds can kind of guessed why with what I was just explaining, like our schedules legitimately, and then also energetically where we're at. And who knows if we even actually know why it started to feel out of alignment, but it did. And so her and I are both honoring that, again, as hard as it is for our minds to back that, because we love you guys. We love the Pretty Vibe Tribe. We absolutely love and adore and are so proud of what we all have built here together over the past couple of years with this show. And we practice what we preach. We are an embodiment of what we talk about here, which is that if the soul is feeling called to it, if something's no longer feeling in alignment, you've got to follow that no matter how hard it is. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we've been up to. That's why there has been this pause in the show. And again, we were absolutely both planning on coming on and doing an episode, and it just didn't happen. I will say that maybe that's where we missed the mark a little bit. I feel like we got to the point where energetically it felt so out of alignment that we just didn't come on. I feel like if we would have maybe made this decision sooner when her and I both started feeling out of alignment with the show, it might have happened the way that we desired it to, but it didn't. It is what it is. We're human. And we also want to thank you guys for your patience. Thank you for your beautiful understanding and for seeing us in our humanness. So with that said, the question stands, are we ever going to come back and do shows on Her Vibe is Pretty again? And the answer to that, we actually don't know. We have decided that we're going to take this hiatus and we don't know for how long. It might be the end of the show, this show at least. Or if one day in the future it feels in alignment for the both of us to come back, we've decided that we'll make that decision then. So down the road, if we're both feeling in alignment with coming back to Her Vibe is Pretty, we absolutely will. And this will be a thing again. And again, there's the chance that we might not. Now, with that, some of you have heard I am starting my own show. It's called All the Things with Sarah Jean. So I'm actually going to attach the first episode here so that you can kind of get a vibe of the show. I will say that this first episode is pretty much just a life update because I know a lot of you from the Pretty Vibe Tribe are going to come over and be a part of my community there on All the Things with Sarah Jean. So it's a life update episode, and of course, I drop a lot of wisdom throughout it, especially on manifestation. Some really wild awakenings have been happening over in my world when it comes to manifestation. So I would very much so appreciate you coming over, subscribing to my show, and giving it a chance. Of course, there is going to be a vibe, an undertone of living your absolute best life, evolving into your highest self, empowerment, unlimited potential, manifestation vibes, and I'm going to talk about all the things from this perspective. So that's where I'm going with podcasting for now. And again, if her and I both feel aligned with coming back to Her Vibe is Pretty at the same time, one day we will. And if not, then I'll continue with my show, All the Things with Sarah Jean, and Mary may consider starting her own show as well. Now, another question has been, will the episodes of Her Vibe is Pretty still stay? Because we do have, how many episodes do we have now? Over 100. I wanted to say that there were like 109 the last time I checked. So yes, these episodes will still stay here. We actually just got an email from somebody the other day saying that she started in episode 1. And I'm like so excited for her because there's 109 juicy, amazing episodes to listen to or come back to. So yes, these shows will still be standing forever. All right, so that's the update. That's what's been going on with the show. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to either me or Mary. Please do so on our personal Instagram pages. I'm at Sarah Jean Harkin. She's at Mary Oshner. Pretty sure you guys already follow us there. We would love to chat and speak to your questions, your concerns, anything else that you've got for us. And now it is my honor to introduce you, the Pretty Vibe Tribe, the ones who have been with me from the very start of my podcasting journey to my brand new podcast, All the Things with Sarah Jean. Again, I am going to link this one here on the Her Vibe is Pretty platform, but if you'd like to listen to future episodes, you'll have to come over to my show on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Click subscribe. I will include the link to that in the show notes, and you'll get to receive all the juicy wisdom and nuggets on life from my perspective there. All right, let's go to the show. I hope you absolutely love it. Welcome to All the Things with Sarah Jean. This podcast is for you if you're ready to start living the life your soul came here to live, awaken your truth, inner power, unlimited potential, and magic. Claim your desires and intentionally manifest your dream life. The wisdom, tools, perspectives, and inner work I bring forth here are the exact ones that I use to go from being a chronically anxious, mood swingy, reactive, unfulfilled, validation-seeking person who was numbing her life through binge and emotional eating, Netflix, and social media, and was staying small, living based on other people's terms, to a woman who owns, claims, and feels my worth, enoughness, and inner power. I'm now embodied in inner peace. I choose to walk with fear as I take risks and move toward my dreams and am manifesting and creating the wildly magical, expansive, and fulfilling life, business, and relationship my soul came to this earth to experience. Now, this is not to say that I'm perfect. I wholeheartedly believe that we're all on a journey of evolution, healing, and growth over our entire lifetime. Meaning there's no end game for this work and uncovering our highest potentials. There's always another level. I absolutely still face moments of doubt, anxiety, stress, sadness, and overwhelm in every human emotion on the spectrum. I just don't let them drive and run my reality anymore. My goal with this show is to let you in on the highs, lows, and in-betweens of every area of my life and how I flow through all the things with the devotion to creating and having my absolute best human adventure. Throughout this episode, I'm inviting you to take what feels like a yes to your soul and give yourself permission to let the rest go. The thoughts, opinions, and perspectives I share here have been uncovered in my life through my own experiences as a white, privileged, straight, able-bodied woman with all five senses. And currently, I do have a partner, but we do not have children yet. While these things influence my experiences and perspectives, I fully believe that every human on the planet has the ability to unlock their truth and highest potential, create inner peace, expansion, and joy, and manifest the lives their souls desire and came here for. If I ever say anything harmful or offensive and you feel called to reach out about it, please do, as I'm open to doing better and appreciate your feedback. And I speak on the show the way that I coach my clients. I'll never say, ask, present, or question anything here that I wouldn't to them. With that, know that my clients pay me to be real with them, to shine light on the things they aren't seeing or don't want to look at so they can release and begin to heal what's really holding them back, leading to rapid evolution and transformation. I am so beyond happy to have you here and I'm extremely grateful that I get to do this life by your side. Let's go to the show. Hello, magical souls, and welcome to episode number one of All the Things with Sarah Jean. I'm your host, Sarah Jean Harkin, soon to be Sarah Jean Sutton, as I am recently engaged to the love of my life. For those of you who are new here, you're new to me, you're new to my work, I want to start with a little introduction. So I am a certified life coach. I've been life coaching for about 3 years. However, I've been on my journey of awakening, as I call it, coming back home to my truth, rewiring my subconscious mind, letting go of conditioning and accessing that unlimited potential that's within me and within you and every other human on the planet for about 5 years. So my journey to awakening started 5 years ago. I've been in this realm coaching, building my coaching business for about 3. I am also a certified reset breathwork facilitator, a meditation guide, and I am a, as of today, newly, because I've only been doing this for about maybe 7-8 months, business coach, guide, and mentor. So I am now helping other souls who desire to create their dream career, make money doing what they love, do so. And I do that through a mastermind that I have called the Vortex Business Mastermind. So whether you're new here or not, I want to shine light on the truth that I used to co-host a show called Her Vibe is Pretty. So for those of you who are here and you're coming from the Pretty Vibe tribe and you want details as to why we're on a hiatus from that show and why I'm starting my own, head over to Her Vibe is Pretty after this episode as I am recording an entirely separate intro explaining that. However, whether you're a part of that or not, I want to talk a little bit about why I named the show, my show, the show, the way that I did. And it goes hand in hand with what we created through Her Vibe is Pretty. So on Her Vibe is Pretty, there was a very strong intention of self-help. And of course, that will be the underlying energy behind every single show that you hear here on All the Things with Sarah Jean. And it felt a little, what's the word that I want to say? It felt a little restricting, I guess you could say, as in, I want to do life with you. As a life coach, that is what I do. I do life with my clients, every single area of life. And I see so much value in that because as humans, we have a lot of different areas of life where things look very different, where our energetics and our mindset are very different. So I want to be able to do life, all areas of my life with you. I want to do it all. I want to do life with you. I want to do career with you. I want to do business with you, relationships, friendships, My wedding, I'm planning a wedding right now. And oh my goodness, the emotional intelligence and the wisdom that is flowing through me from planning this wedding. I want to talk about that here. When we get married, when Zach and I start our marriage and create this beautiful, amazing marriage that of course is going to have some tough times and we're going to work through that. I want to share that with you. One day I hope to be a mom. I hope that I will have the privilege of becoming pregnant and having babies and parenting. I want to do that journey with you. I want to talk money. I want to talk about manifesting our dream lives. I want to do all the things of life with you. I want to have guests on who have different expertise. I don't want to just have like a certain type of guest on. I want to have many different guests on who have many different perspectives and ideas. So this is why the show is named the way it is. And this is so, I was thinking about this yesterday, it's so in alignment with my rebel self. If you are a business owner, or if you've ever toyed with the idea, it's very taught to niche. I've had so many business coaches tell me, you have to niche. You've got to find a niche. You've got to niche down. And it felt like such resistance for so long. And you guys will hear more details of this in future business episodes. For so long, that held me back because I didn't know what I wanted my niche to be until finally I said, F it. I desire to speak to all the things, do all the things, have courses on relationships and life and business. I finally gave myself permission to let go of the niche and to just do whatever I wanted to do in my business. And it was so freaking freeing. And that's kind of what I'm doing here. I mean, there are a lot of podcasts out there that have a very specific vibe or like topic of focus. And I guess I shouldn't say vibe because this podcast is absolutely going to have a vibe. And we're not going to focus on just one thing. We're going to focus on all the things because we are very multifaceted humans. So going back to what I was just speaking on about the vibe, there is one thing that all of these episodes will have in common. And it's that undertone of best life energy, highest self energy, best career and business energy, best relationship, like the relationship of your freaking dreams energy, best friendship energy, building your wedding if you're also a bride or if you will be one day from that best self energy, best mama energy. Like that's going to be the vibe here is we have a best self who we came here to be in every area of life. We came here to experience unconditional love, pleasure, joy, and expansion and magic. I love the word magic in every area of life. And that is exactly what these shows will guide you to create for yourself. Now, I want to emphasize that this is our show. I don't see this show as my show. I see it as our show because it truly is a co-creation. I'm bringing forth wisdom and messages and perspectives that I carry in my life or that I learn in my life. You receive them. We all embody them. And we all co-create these lives through this avenue. So know that this is our show. If you ever have any requests or suggestions or ideas, please do not hesitate to reach out because again, I don't see this as my show. I see it as our show. And I feel like there's more pieces of that coming through that aren't fully developed yet. But when they are, I'll let you know what that means. It means I just feel this deep ours. It's ours. It's our co-creation. So since this show isn't niche and we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, you'll notice in the show notes that we are using code for these shows. So if you go to the show notes, if you scroll down a bit, you'll see what I'm talking about. We're going to use different emojis for different topics of conversation. So if it's a life show, as in this episode will benefit you no matter who you are or where you're at in life, you'll see the little 3-star emoji. If this is an episode about entrepreneurship specifically, you'll see a computer, a laptop. If it's about career in general, you'll see a little rocket ship. If it's about babies and raising children, you'll see that cute little emoji angel baby. I wanted to code these shows so that you can decipher before listening if they're for you or not. So going back to the baby/raising children, maybe you're somebody who doesn't want to have babies or raise children one day. And that's beautiful and perfect for you. And the emoji will tell you that that's what that episode's about. So it might not be the one for you. If you don't want to be an entrepreneur, then maybe you don't listen to the ones with the little laptop in front of them. So it's just a way to break down what the shows are about and give you a bit more of an idea before diving in. All right. So those are the logistics of the show. Let's dive into today's topic. So overall, this episode is really just a catch-up on life because it's been a while since I've podcast. I've had different questions about different things in my life. So I'm going to first start by sharing my engagement story with you guys. I have had so many questions. Were you surprised? Did you know? What are the details? How did he actually do it? So I'm giving you all of that in today's show. I'll give you a couple more life updates that I haven't talked too much about. And then we're going to wrap today's episode by going into the topic of manifestation. If you follow me on Instagram and you followed my stories while I was on my birthday trip in Clearwater, Florida, you saw that I manifested, like immediately manifested so many things. It was such a magical trip. I want to give you the details of that and why I believe that I manifested so many things immediately and kind of the energy, the vibe, the mindset that went into doing so, so that you can take those pieces, apply them to your life, and start intentionally manifesting the things that you desire. All right, let's talk engagement. So, backstory for those of you who don't know about mine and Zach's relationship, we have known each other for, I don't know, maybe like 12 years. We actually originally met in high school. And after high school, we went our separate ways. We didn't talk for 6 years. The stars aligned in the most beautiful, synchronistic way. We were brought back together and we've been inseparable ever since. So we've been together for just a little over 3 years. Now, did I know the engagement was coming? In general, yes, I knew that we would more than likely get engaged in the year 2023. However, you guys, I'm not kidding when I say this. The day of the engagement, like up until that point, I did not think that he even had bought a ring. So though I knew we'd get engaged at some point in 2023, I was convinced that he didn't even have the ring. Little did I know, he's had the ring since freaking June of 2022. He is such a good secret keeper. I cannot believe how he was able to pull that off. I mean, I guess I kind of can because I'm very trusting. I'm very gullible. And so every time I bring up engagement to him, the way he acted, like he's a great actor. He just really made me believe that he didn't have the ring yet. That was the vibe that I got. So though I knew it would happen the day it happened, absolutely freaking not. Now I will say, and I'll bring this into the story, my intuition knew, but I didn't listen to my intuition because my mind was convinced that he did not have the ring. So about a week prior to the engagement, he had asked me, hey, what do you have on your calendar for next week, Friday? And I told him that I had a silent Zoom. It's also like an accountability call. It's a co-working call with my Vortex Business Mastermind. So I told him and he said, all right, well, my parents really want to come over. His parents live about 35, 40 minutes away. He's like, my parents really want to come over. They want to grab coffee with us. My dad is taking my mom on a surprise date and he's going to take her to do some things in Grand Rapids. So do you think we could work around that call? And I said, yeah, absolutely. Let me just talk to my girls. I know they'll have no problem running that silent Zoom without me. So I'll just check in with them, take it off my calendar, and let's do it. So the week leading up to the engagement, we talked about this coffee date with his parents so many times. And there were multiple reasons why. He was telling me where we were going to go. And though I love and adore that coffee shop, it's my hands down favorite one in all of Grand Rapids, I thought his mom might like a different coffee shop better. So we got into a couple little back and forth, not arguments, but kind of arguments about where we should go. And we just had a conversation around the coffee date so many times, partially because we were really excited that his parents were coming to town to do a coffee date with us. Zach and I love coffee dates. It's our thing. It always has been. We prefer coffee dates and morning dates over night dates and dinner dates. So we were just stoked. We always get excited. The energy around our coffee dates is like kind of silly now that I'm speaking it out loud. We get so stoked for these. So the week goes by and the morning of comes. Now, it takes me some time to get ready, probably around 45-ish minutes to do makeup and hair and choose my outfit. So with that, typically, Zach being the masculine energy in the relationship, whenever we have somewhere to go, he'll be like, hey, we gotta go. You probably should start getting ready by now. And I'll be like, oh yeah, okay. Like, look at the time. Thanks. But that morning, he didn't. So I'm sitting on the couch. It's a Friday. I do my money dates every Friday. So I'm sitting on the couch. I'm doing my money date. My hair is a mess. I'm still in my pajamas, not ready at all. But we were supposed to meet his parents at 9 o'clock. He wasn't encouraging me to get ready. So I'm like, all right, it must not be that big of a deal if we're there at 9. And that's kind of when my intuition started to come online and was like, something's up. He's not telling you to get ready. He's not rushing you. I felt off about it. But anyway, and that it's funny though, because even though I felt off about it and my intuition, that's when my intuition really started to send me the message that it's happening. It also was quote unquote evidence for my mind that getting ready is not a big deal because he is not encouraging me to get ready. So smart by him. I start getting ready. Finally, I throw on a winter hat and a flannel. And he said something about how he was going to look nice. He's like, I'm going to look nice. I'm going to dress up. That was his way of trying to encourage me to dress up as well. But I was like, all right, you do that. I'm not like, it's coffee with your parents. I just want to look cozy. I want to feel cozy. And he made another comment. What did he say? He was like something about his dad wanting to take some pictures. And again, didn't think too much of that. We just did a photo shoot a couple months ago with his entire family. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Maybe his dad was inspired by that. And he sees mine and Zach's photo shoots and his mom loves photos. So that's really cute that he's planning that for her. And again, that was one of Zach's invitations for me to get ready. He was like, my dad might want some pictures with us. And again, I'm like, I don't care what I look like in those photos. Now, this is where those couple of comments, my intuition brought through the message that this is your engagement. I had the thought cross my mind. Is he proposing to me? Like, it's so wild, you guys, because I swear that I did not think that he had the ring. So this is the truth that all of our souls are connected, that our intuitions are always right. And this was a huge lesson for me because I didn't listen to that voice. The part of my intuition that knew, that is connected to Zach's soul and could feel that he was preparing to ask me to marry him, that part of me knew it, could feel it. But my mind instantly talked me out of it. So my mind, once it had that thought kind of flash across its mind that this is potentially my engagement, I instantly talked myself out of it. And I started listing off all the reasons. Nope, he didn't tell me to get ready. My nails aren't done. I haven't gotten my nails done in 3 weeks. And he knows. I've told him so many times, please do not, like, make sure I have my nails done before you propose to me. So my nails weren't done in 3 weeks. He originally came upstairs in a blue shirt for whatever reason. Like, I had the thought, is he proposing to me? And then right after he came up in a blue shirt and was like, I don't know if I want to wear this blue shirt or not. And instantly my mind's like, okay, nope, there's no way he would never wear blue in our engagement photos. Just, I don't know, all these different pieces were coming through. I'm like, no, he talked to his parents. He just got off the phone with his dad talking about this date last week. He knows that if he proposes to me, I want it to either be just him and I or our entire family. And my dad's up north and I can see my mom on Fine Friends. Like, she's not in the area. There's no way. So I let go of the thought. I start to get ready. I'm ready. We leave. We pull up to the coffee shop and I ask, I'm like, where are your parents at? And he acts like he looked at his Fine Friends and I thought he did. So he was like, they're on their way. They're pretty close. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go inside, we get our coffees, we sit down. This is a detail I forgot to mention. Whenever I had visualized our engagement in the past, I had always thought that he would do it before dinner because he knows that whenever we go to dinner, I actually get ready. I put lashes on, I do my hair, I look cute. Whenever we go to coffee, I do the opposite. I mean, I get ready-ish, but not ready. So let's add that element in here that even the parts of me who have expected an engagement always thought it would be prior to dinner. So we get a coffee, we sit down, and he goes, oh, my parents are here. And he pops up and he said, come on, come with me. You got to pay for their parking because they don't have the parking app. And I said, can't you just take a picture of their license plate and bring it in? Like, what? Why do I have to go with you? It's snowing, it's cold. And he looked at me and he said, just come with me. And then he bolts for the door. And so at this point, I was like, my heart kind of sort of dropped. But again, I did not think, like, the engagement was the last thing that I expected at this point. And I want to make that really, really clear. Like, that intuition I had that morning, it was like minuscule, like so tiny. Again, didn't think that he even had the freaking ring, especially because I changed my mind about what ring I wanted every single day. And like, I don't know, just didn't think he had it. But when he said that and bolted for the door, again, my intuition kind of jumped, but my mind was just in surrender, like, whatever, he wants me to come with him. So I follow him out the door and he opens the door. We go down little steps, we turn right, and there are a ton of roses on the sidewalk. I'm going to get emotional that we're not there when we walked into the coffee shop. And so then obviously, like, my heart dropped and we start walking toward the roses and I'm just in shock. Like, what is going on? And he looks at me and I'll never forget. He says, so my parents aren't coming. And in that moment, like, everything flashed before my eyes. The whole last week was like a huge lie. The parents aren't coming. Nobody's here. So I'm trying to process everything. I know it's my engagement, but at the same time, I'm like, is it? Because then he, as we're walking toward the roses, which of course he was nervous, he said, so this is something special I planned for you. Like, this is a surprise date for you. And then I got a little confused because him and I do surprise dates for each other every month. So I'm like, okay, wait, is this a surprise date? Is this my engagement? Is this the start of my engagement? And then I start looking around for my photographer because he knows that that's one thing that I really needed. I really wanted is a photographer to capture the moment so that we'll never forget it. And so I start looking around for her and I see her and she's crying. And so then I know. And to be completely honest, after that, I kind of blacked out, as did he. I was just trying to process so much at once. I was trying to process like everything. His parents aren't coming. This is my engagement. Not gonna lie, you guys. A part of me that I was trying to process was I'm wearing a freaking flannel and a snow hat. My nails haven't been done in 3 weeks. My photographer's on my bad side. Like, just very human thoughts. I was processing, like, my mom was throwing a party that night. So I was like, is that party for us? Is it an engagement party? Does anybody know? Does anyone know that he's proposing right now? So all these things are going through my mind. I kind of sort of black out. I turn to him. He grabs me. He says a couple things. He had this whole thing that he was going to say, which of course he forgot, like just all the nerves, all the feels. And all I remember him saying is, you know that I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And then all of a sudden he's down on one knee and he's holding the ring. And that's another thing I was trying to process is like, what ring did I get? Because again, as I mentioned, I changed my mind all the freaking time about what ring I wanted. And so I looked down at this absolutely stunning, gorgeous, better than I ever could have asked for, or expected, or imagined ring. And he asked me, and I said yes. And he put the ring on my finger. And again, I'm still in shock. And he stands up, and I'm like frozen. And I'm teared up, and my photographer is crying, and he hugs me. And it was just the most beautiful and precious moment. And now I'm just like, my whole vibe, my whole energy is shifting to like, holy shit, we're engaged. Something that I've been desiring and dreaming of for 3 freaking years. It's happening. Like, it's happened. I have a fiance. I'm a fiance. So my photographer, Laura, if you're listening, I love you. Bless your soul. She knows me well enough to clear some time off of her schedule after the initial engagement. So Zach had just asked her to come for the engagement. But because she knows me, she got my back. She's like, listen, I got you. Let's go to your house, change your clothes, get something cute on. We can go take some photos. So I'm like, oh, I love you. Yes, thank you. And we wanted to take some photos there as well. So we went and stood in front of the coffee shop. backstory about the coffee shop. This is the first coffee shop Zach and I had ever gone to together as a couple in Grand Rapids when we first started dating. And this coffee shop was the one that I pretty much lived at. It was one of the original ones in Grand Rapids, or at least one of the original vibey ones. So that was special. But also, again, we love, love, love coffee dates, which is why he chose to do this during a coffee date versus before dinner. So we go over to that coffee shop. We take some really candid photos of right after it happened, which you guys saw some of those. It was when I was wearing the flannel still and I had the coffee. And then we get in our car, we go back to our house, and I'm just asking him all the questions. Like, how long have you had the ring? Does anybody know? That's when he tells me that nobody knows. And now I'm like even more pumped because one of my love languages is totally surprises. Not only getting surprised, but surprising people. So it was so fun to me that nobody had a clue. Our moms didn't even know that he bought the ring, which was amazing because our moms are both very like energetic, big, enthusiastic people. So big personalities. So I was really excited that I got to tell them. And again, everybody else. So we decided to keep it a secret for that morning. It was just our little secret. We're like, let's just soak this in. We went back to our house. We got ready. He made another coffee. I put some lashes on and changed my outfit. And then we went around downtown and took some photos, which you guys saw. And I was just on a freaking high. I still am. And we're going to talk about the energy of this in a little bit. I was just on a high that entire freaking day, weekend. And again, as of now, it's February 13th. It's been almost a month that I'm still riding that wave. So we take these photos and then him and I, our photographer leaves, and him and I went and got breakfast at another one of our favorite coffee shops where we were near where we were taking photos. And that's when we started to call everybody, our closest friends and family, and tell them. Actually, we only told a few people at that point. So I wanted to tell my sister and a couple of my best friends. And we wanted to save telling our parents until we were in person. Besides my dad, he was up north. So we called him too. So we start FaceTime everybody. You guys saw, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw the reel of everybody's reactions. It was so much fun to share it with everybody. Now I have to add this part in because one of my clients and friends, she asked me, she's like, you've been engaged for a while, haven't you? And you're just now sharing it, because she noticed the nail change. She noticed that I had different nails on in, the stories that I posted after we shared it publicly than when we got engaged. And the answer is no. So the day that I shared it on social media, I shared it that night. We did get engaged that day. We just kept it a secret for the day, besides to our closest friends and family. However, because my nails were 3 weeks grown out after we got the photos and had breakfast and whatnot, Zach's like, well, I'd love to go to the gym. And I said, well, I'd love to get my nails done before I start telling everybody. So I got my nails done. I did a nail change that day. And after that, we went home. We told our parents. If you guys saw the videos, you know that our moms were in just as much shock as I was. It was so awesome. It was so fun to tell everybody. And then we announced it to the world. And we've just been basking in this engagement energy ever since. I love being engaged. I love being his fiance. And the wedding planning process. And you guys, this another episode coming on this, probably many more to come, but it's one that definitely tends to create a lot of stress and anxiety within brides and families. Like, you know, there's that old societal term, bridezilla. And though I understand why that term was created within society, and though I understand why, like going through it myself now, I understand why so much stress and anxiety is created from planning a wedding, I'm also planning my wedding from my perspective, from my emotional intelligence and awakened lens. Now, I'm not going to say that it's been perfect. There absolutely has so far been moments of stress and of some tension. And the way in which I'm handling that and flowing through that is so beautiful, and it's bringing so much more wisdom forth. Even talking about the money for a wedding and tapping into the truth that money is an unlimited resource, that has been such an awakening, an initiation into my innate abundance. So again, more to come on this wedding stuff because there is so much wisdom pouring through it. And just like with everything else in life, I believe that anything that you plan or experience can be an amazing and blissful one, and it can be an opportunity for so much growth and evolution. So more to come on that. But for the most part, I have just absolutely loved the wedding planning. We set a date, so we are officially getting married on 9/14/24. So that's not this coming fall, but the following fall. And we could not be happier. So there's the engagement story. You guys, it was so, so, so perfect. And even looking back, one more thing that I want to pull forth here is, though during the time of the engagement, I'm like, shit, look at what I'm wearing. My lashes aren't on. Why didn't he do this before dinner when I was bougied up? I am so grateful that he did it the way he did, because again, coffee dates are our sacred space. We love them. We create such deep connection, joy, and expansion within them. We're just obsessed with them. So it was super genuine. It was super personal to us and our relationship. And also what I was wearing in the actual engagement is what I'm wearing about 90 to 95% of the time. I am always in like a flannel. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I'm wearing one today. And I love my snow caps in the winter. They're so cute and they're so cozy. So it was perfect. It was genuine. It was authentic. And his goal was to surprise me, and that he did. All right. So there you have it, the engagement story. Thank you also for all the love and support. You guys have just been showering us with love and support and celebration, and I cannot explain in words how grateful I am for that. Actually, one more piece on this. So I do want to talk a little bit about how I'm still riding that wave of excitement and joy. And I once had a mentor ask me the question, how long, like when you are in excitement, how long can you hold on to it? Because all emotions are temporary. So just like negative emotions are temporary, anxiety, stress, worry, fear, whatever, they're all temporary. So are happy emotions. They're all temporary. Emotions come and go. And obviously we desire to bask in the expansion, abundance, a joy, excitement, love. So when you're experiencing those sensations, how much longer can you hold on to them? That's a question that I ask myself over and over and over again. This is why it's in an inward and upward session. I can't remember which one it is, but I invite you guys all into journaling and reflecting and meditating and visualizing when you feel good. It is so easy when we're feeling good, when we're vibing high in life, to let go of our practices because life is good. However, in my opinion, that's when those practices are most effective, because if you're already feeling good and you're vibing high and you're riding this wave of excitement, it's so much easier to visualize your future, to feel your unlimited potential, to feel like what you're made of and what you came here for. If you know my doorknob analogy, the first lock on the door is the initial emotion. The deadbolt is the story you tell about that emotion or the compounding of that emotion. So this works on both ends of the spectrum. If you're feeling sad and that's the initial lock on the door, and then you start telling all of these stories about feeling sad, and all the stories you're telling about feeling sad now make you anxious and overwhelmed and stressed out, those, that's the deadbolt. You're locking in that low vibration. The opposite's also true. If you're feeling excited, for me, I guess that core emotion for the engagement would be love, just so much love. That's my initial lock on the door. And now the more stories I tell about the engagement, the more excited I get about it, the more joy I bring forth every time I look at my ring or Zach and I reminisce on the day, that's locking in that energy. And it's allowing me to hold that vibration even longer, which is beautiful because it's starting to become my natural energetic blueprint. So that's a piece of wisdom that you can take away from this story. Just start asking yourself the question, when I'm feeling happy, how can I compound this? How can I really viscerally embed and harness that joy, that expansion that I am feeling? All right. So next little update for you guys that I have shared a little bit, but haven't talked too much about. I recently hired a new coach. Her name is Julia Wells. You actually might not be able to find her on Instagram. I, of course, will always tag her if you can. Her Instagram has been taken down many, many, many times. She doesn't know what's going on. It's up, it's down, it's up and down. But
if it's ever up, I'll tag her. She's freaking amazing. She has a podcast as well called Wait, What the Fuck? So it's Wait, .WTF. It's amazing. I highly recommend. She also has a Facebook page. She is just a business owner that I admire because she runs her business with so much heart, with so much depth, with so much care for her clients. And she also prioritizes pleasure, which I think is beautiful and so needed for every entrepreneur. And she also slays the game. She has a massive business that she genuinely enjoys running. So they say that if you desire something, find somebody who has that life or who embodies that way of being and learn from them. And you guys know that that's what I'm devoted to doing for my entire life. So I hired Julia. I am in her high-level private mastermind. So most of you know that the prior year I worked with a woman, her name's Melanie Ann Lair. I was in what she calls the Alpha Femme experience. So all of her programs for the entire year, it was amazing. And they were all group programs, which I learned so freaking much from. I grew so much as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a partner, as a daughter, as a friend. I grew a ton from her group programs. And I'm so grateful to say that I am now at the point where I need that more intimate support because of the business growth that I have been realizing in the last few months. So that's why I decided to join a high-level mastermind. Group courses are freaking amazing. If you've been in any of mine, you know this. And joining a mastermind, hiring a private coach is taking it to the next level. So that's what I have done. So I have been really, really loving everything that I'm learning in there. I've been connecting with so many women. I have a bunch of mastermind sisters. So that's been something that I've been focusing a lot of my time and energy around. And lastly, I want to talk a bit about my Florida trip and all of the amazing almost immediate, manifestations that I experienced throughout that trip. All right, so I'm going to start from the very beginning of that trip when I was sitting on the plane to take off to Florida, because looking back on the entire experience, this is really where I believe the divine, powerful magic started. When I was sitting on that plane about to take off, I was thinking about how magical the day had already been. I saw something yesterday. I can't remember who posted it, but it was a reel talking about the two top hacks to manifesting. And number one was reflecting on how far you've come. And so this is kind of what I relate to underneath that category. I was sitting on the plane thinking about the day and how magical it had been. So kind of just really tapping into gratitude for how great the day had been, which is funny because there's a caveat to this. There were a lot of things that could have, to a different perspective, to a different mind, could have seemingly been going wrong. But I was viewing it in this moment from it's been such a magical day and just really tapping into gratitude for that, but then also shining light on my magic. It would be really easy, the things I'm about to list off that I was reflecting on this moment, it would have been really easy to just chalk it up to like, oh, that's cool. That's nice. That was convenient. But instead I saw it through this lens of I'm manifesting this. This is my magic. And I think that's actually, that opens up kind of another can of worms. In life, it can be so easy to live from that perspective of, oh, I just got lucky. Oh, that was lucky. Oh, that was nice. Oh, that happened because this person did that, or this wasn't my fault, or this wasn't my doing. I don't see life that way. I see life as we are manifesting everything. In the intro of this podcast, I actually redid it because at first I said something like manifest your dream life, and then I changed it to intentionally manifest your dream life because we are always manifesting our lives. So with the quote unquote little good things that happen, it can be easy to just kind of chalk it up to being lucky or that was convenient. But no, realize that you are always manifesting your life. So even with the seemingly little amazing things that happen, you did that. So in this moment, I was really like, wow, I've been manifesting a lot of awesome things today. So what were some of those things? When we got to the airport, the line for dropping our bags was really, really long. It was super long, probably longer than I had ever seen it. And to be honest, Zach and I are now those people. We have TSA pre-check. So we are those people who get to the airport maybe an hour before our flight takes off. So the line was long and it went quick. So on the plane, I was looking back thinking, wow, I manifested such a quick, I've never seen a line that quick for bag drops. Usually when there's a really long bag drop line, it takes forever. But I remember standing in that line thinking to myself, even though at first the fear came up, I surrendered it. I dropped in and I trusted that we were going to get to our plane on time. And I looked at the screen and I noticed that there was another flight going out later that day. So that helped me calm my nervous system. I was like, okay, we're going to get through this. And if we don't, there's another flight. We'll get there today. We'll make it. So I was reflecting on how there was a long line, but it went really quick. And I was grateful for that. I reflected on how I manifested my bag dropping down to 40 pounds. We flew an airline that only allows 40-pound bags. And Zach and I weighed it on our scale at home before leaving, and it was over 40. It was like 42. And while I'm standing in this long line, I said to myself, I can manifest whatever I desire. So I took a moment in line. Zach wasn't with me. He was using the restroom as I was doing this, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to close my eyes for a moment and visualize that scale going to 40. Why not? So I sat there and I visualized my bag being exactly 40 pounds for about, I don't know, 2 minutes in line. And of course, I had to move up as the line moved up. So I'd have to open my eyes and move a little bit and then close them again. And I also can visualize at this point with my eyes open, but I just really focused on it's going to be 40. It's going to be 40. Sure enough, I walk up, I throw my bag on, it goes to 42. But I watch it go to 42, but I'm chatting with the airline attendant. And then all of a sudden, Zach walks up and he goes, oh my gosh, 40 on the dot. And I look back over. Somehow it dropped back down to 40 after going up to 42. So back to the plane, I'm sitting here reflecting on this. Wow, I visualized that and it happened. I was reflecting on how I got to sit by some really great people. So Zach and I, we didn't get to sit by each other, which we typically do, whether we pick our seats or not. Obviously, if we choose our seats, we're sitting next to each other. But very often on airlines, even if we don't choose our seats, I think almost every time but once, we've got to sit next to each other. Well, this time we didn't. However, I got to sit in the middle of this couple, this older couple who were great. They were fun to talk to. They were genuine. The woman was complimenting my ring, which I loved. And we were talking about engagement and we were talking about her kids and her family. So I was thinking about how I manifested sitting next to really great people. And so at this point on the plane, I'm just thinking about how magical the day has been. I manifested the line going quickly, everything smooth through security. Oh, that was another thing. Like the mind in me creates some anxiety around security still to this day, even though I have TSA. Yes, I visualized us going through smoothly, nicely, easily. It happened. I was reflecting on the bag dropping down to 40, how awesome the people were that I got to sit by. So I'm just really reflecting on all the magic that happened that morning. The plane took off an hour late. And it's important to note that when the plane was being delayed, we were on it. So we got on it and it took them an hour to de-ice the plane. However, even though we took off an hour late, we still landed in Clearwater pretty close to our arrival time, maybe within like 30 minutes. So we weren't an hour late landing, which was amazing. And I was so grateful for it. All right. So this is where it starts. The next piece that happened. So we fly to Clearwater or Tampa. We were flying into Tampa, driving to Clearwater, renting a car. When we landed in Tampa, we realized that we were at the wrong airport. So we flew into Tampa St. Pete and not Tampa International. However, our rental car was already booked through Tampa International. So we land and Zach calls me from his seat and is like, hey, we're at the wrong airport. And I was like, oh shit, really? And he's like, yeah. But instantly my soul was like, it's okay. No big deal. And Zach was a little worried. I could hear it in his voice. He was a little upset. And I just was so calm. And I said, it's not a big deal. Now, I know this is a very privileged thing to say. I acknowledge that. And it's just what our reality is right now. It's the reality we've created to where our car being at a different airport wasn't a big deal because we could either A, cancel that car and rent another one. I'm very grateful that we have the money to do that. Or B, Uber over to that international airport and grab our car. So we surrendered. We trusted that it was going to work out. And that's what we ended up doing. We ended up grabbing an Uber and we Ubered over to the the Tampa International Airport and we got our car. So hang out with me because all these stories, they intertwine. And at the end, I'm going to tell you why I think all of this happened. So this is kind of all just building on each other. So we get to the international airport and we're walking to the car rental place to like grab our keys and to sign the papers. And I said to Zach out loud, so this is when the real immediate manifestation started to happen. I said to him, I said, maybe we'll get a free upgrade. That happened to me once. So the last time I rented a car, I was in Austin, Texas, and I got a free upgrade. They let me pick whatever vehicle I wanted. They're like, here you go. We don't have your car. Pick whatever one you want. So I said that. And he said back to me, well, I already upgraded us. I already paid extra to upgrade us to a BMW. So I don't know. And I was like, all right, whatever. Now note, you guys, because I get questions from you all the time. Can I manifest on my own or does my partner have to be in alignment with it? And I always tell you, even though it is powerful and helpful when your partner is in alignment, they don't have to be. As long as you are steadfast in your belief and you have fun believing in what you desire to believe in and manifesting what you desire to, and you don't let their comments or their beliefs get in the way, you can still manifest whatever you want, even without their backing you. So in that moment, I'm over here in dreamland, like maybe we'll manifest an upgrade. And Zach's over here like, nah, doubt it. I already upgraded us to a car. I already paid the extra to upgrade us. We already have an upgrade. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Maybe we'll get a free upgrade. Like I didn't say anything back to him, but I'm just still holding the belief that we're going to get a free upgrade and like another upgrade on top of the BMW. So he signs the papers. He does his thing. We get our keys. We go out into the parking garage. We walk up to our booth and I saw the Mustang convertible. And I thought to myself, how cool would that be to be able to drive a convertible around Florida, sunny Florida? No, I live in Michigan and I'm coming from snowy, cold weather. So when I see this Mustang convertible, I'm like, oh my gosh, the feelings of having the top down and riding around in the sun, like it would be amazing. And I thought to myself in my mind, wait, a magic. I can manifest anything. I don't have to dream about this. We can manifest this Mustang convertible. You guys, this is probably the most wildest manifestation I've ever experienced. So I didn't tell Zach, note this. I did not tell Zach at this point that I wanted to manifest that Mustang convertible. I kind of already knew where his mind was at. Like he had already thought, you know, no, we already have an upgrade. Like that's that. So I didn't tell him. He gets the keys to our BMW. And we get in this car and it's nice. So the moment we get in, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not sitting in that Mustang convertible. However, this is a nice car. It's beautiful. And it's a vibe. So we take it out. It was like a 2023. We take it out of the garage and all of a sudden an engine light came on. And it's kind of funny because Zach was like, I'm turning around. And I said, why? It's not that big of a deal. And he's like, yes, it is. This engine light is on. I'm not risking it. Let's turn around. And so he turns the car around, which totally makes sense, right? It's a rental. And if you've ever rented a car before, like they don't take those things lightly. If the engine light came on or was still on, when we drove it back a few days later, they might've charged us for it. So he turns it around. And as we're driving back to the garage, my soul was like, oh, this is my manifestation. Maybe we'll get an upgrade to that car. We get back. He says, the engine light's on. The people give him a new set of keys and Zach's like, all right, let's go. And as we're walking to the second car, which was not the Mustang convertible, it was a different BMW. I said to Zach, as I stared at the Mustang convertible, as we're walking by, I said to him, you know, you could have asked for an upgrade because of the inconvenience. The worst that they could say is no. So that's another piece I want to bring in here. You guys, like, it's that quote, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. In my opinion, why not ask? The worst that they can say is no. We're all so afraid of asking for what we desire. But why? Because we don't want to be disappointed. Who cares? We can handle disappointment. We're adults now. So anyway, we walked by the convertible on the way to the second BMW. And I said to him, could have asked. It was really inconvenient that like this is adding another, 15, 20 minutes delay. You could have asked him. And then at that point, I said, I told Zach I wanted the Mustang convertible. I'm like, I had this vision that we'd be in this Mustang convertible. And Zach's like, yeah, well, whatever, it is what it is. Like, I'll ask next time. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go to the second BMW and we get in this car. It smells like smoke, which was not great for me because I have a really bad allergy to smoke. So I get headaches pretty much instantly. So it smelled like smoke, which kind of threw us off. But then once Zach started it, he noticed it wasn't full on gas. And again, if you bring a rental car back and it's not full on gas, they will charge you for the remaining. And there was another engine light on in this car. Now, our minds were going to surrender. Zach took a video. So he took a video letting know, hey, this is the date, this is the gas, this is the engine light. We were just going to go ahead and take it. But then my soul came in clutch and hid my phone from me unknowingly. All of a sudden, I can't find my phone. We haven't left the garage yet. And I was like, babe, I don't know where my phone's at. I think I left it in that last BMW. So right when I start looking for my phone, I'm like, I think I left it. Zach gets out of the car to go back to the BMW. But as he's walking away from the car, I looked in the back seat for my phone in the bag that I brought and I found it. And I said, wait, babe, I found it. But because he was already out of that car on his way, he's like, I'm still going to go talk to them about what's going on with this car. So I'm like, all right. So I get back in this BMW. Zach's plan was just to tell them, hey, it's not full. The light's on. I'm going to take it, but I just need you guys to know. Well, I'm sitting in that second BMW and I get a call from Zach. And he said, hey, grab all of our stuff. We're switching cars. And I'm like, all right. So grab all of the stuff. Now, again, I want to mention, I could have very easily gotten upset. I could have gotten so annoyed, like, oh, we have to. And there was a teeny tiny part of me that was like, another move. But for the most part, I'm like, all right, whatever. We're switching cars. And I'm grateful that I don't have to smell the smoke the entire time. And of course, there was still that part of my soul in me that was like, maybe we're going to get the Mustang. I walk back to Zach, who's like near the booth, and I see him grab the keys and he turns around and he goes, click, click, and he unlocks the Mustang convertible. You guys, I died. So instantly I asked him, I'm like, did you request this? I figured because of the conversation we just had, how I said, you know, you can request an upgrade and I really want the Mustang convertible. I had assumed that he went back and he requested that car. He didn't. I don't know if the guy like heard me say it or if the guy who was running the booth, if his soul sensed that my soul was manifesting it. I don't know. But I manifested the freaking Mustang convertible and Zach didn't even specifically ask for it. Now, let me say that he did request an upgrade. So after that second time, apparently the guy was going to downgrade him. And Zach said, no, I paid extra for this BMW. This isn't an inconvenience. I would like an upgrade, please. And so the guy agreed, but Zach didn't ask for the Mustang convertible. He just asked for a general upgrade and we got the freaking Mustang convertible. And my mind was blown. Of course, my soul was like, of course, of course. My soul knows I can manifest whatever I want, as can yours. But my mind was just like, holy shit, watching this come to fruition from walking into the parking garage, seeing that Mustang convertible, desiring it, imagining what it would feel like to drive that around Florida, and then saying, wait, I'm magic. I can manifest it. And then watching all the trials and errors we went through with these first two cars, and then it all coming full circle to manifesting that convertible, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is fun. This is so cool. So at that point, I'm on a high because that morning I had already been like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for the way in which my magic is working, a fast bag line, getting through security like quickly and easily, manifesting sitting back or 40 pound bag, sitting next to awesome people. Now I manifest this Mustang convertible. What else? So we get in this Mustang convertible, we put the top down. I'm vibing high. Again, Zach, full transparency, he's kind of more on the annoyed side of like having the switch and everything. But again, we don't need our partners to be on board with us. So I'm like cranking up the music and I'm dancing. And you guys saw some videos. I'm like throwing my hands up in the air. I don't think I've ever rode around in a convertible before. So I'm just like feeling it, feeling myself, feeling the magic. We're on our way to the Airbnb. And now this is another piece that comes in. So we had gotten into town early. We couldn't check in. They had a strict on their website. It's a strict, you cannot check in until 3 o'clock policy. And the woman had asked me, what time will you guys be in? And I told her. And at this point, it was probably like 1:30-ish and or maybe like 1:15. And I still hadn't heard anything from her because I know like sometimes when the rooms are ready, they'll reach out to you. I still hadn't heard anything from her. It was only an hour and a half until check-in. And again, there was like that strict no checking in till 3 policy. So that would mean that once we would get there, we needed to kill like an hour before we could go into our Airbnb. So while we're on our drive to our Airbnb, Zach said out loud, it would be so nice if we could just check in right away. And I was like, yeah, I know, like killing that hour kind of sucks. And then I said out loud, wait, we can manifest it, of course. So I start tapping in, like I just visualize it. I visualize really briefly the notification coming up on my phone, her saying, hey, you ready for check-in? Us getting changed in our Airbnb, dropping everything there, and then going out to get lunch. So we drive our half an hour to this Airbnb, no notification, no notification, no notification. We pull in to the Airbnb because we were going to just park our car there and kill an hour of time before we checked in. We got our clothes from the back because we're still wearing winter clothes. So we had to grab some summery clothes. We grab our clothes and we bring them to the front of the car. We were just going to change in the car and then go get some lunch and wait to check in. I shit you not. Right before we started changing, all of a sudden, ding, I get an Airbnb notification to check in. Hi, your room's ready. And again, my mouth dropped. I'm like, oh my gosh, the timing. I mean, right before we were about to change and leave, the notification comes up. Now, again, this is another really important piece because I so easily could have stared at my phone and checked my Airbnb notifications over and over and over again for that whole, actually it was probably more than a half hour. It was probably like a 45 minute car ride, but I didn't. I manifested it. I trusted. I was like, we're going to get into that Airbnb. And I surrendered and I sang and I danced and I had my hands up and I was being wild and silly and crazy that entire ride. And it happened. So we checked in. Now the story is going to kind of start to disperse because I just want to highlight a couple more amazing manifestations that we experienced. We went for a walk the next morning. So our first morning there. And I said, how cool would it be to see dolphins? Now, if you've ever been to Florida before, and if you're somebody who goes routinely to Florida, so that was our vacation spot growing up. My grandparents had a condo, or they still do, in Fort Myers Beach, Florida. So I grew up going to Florida and it was very hit or miss with the dolphins. Like sometimes you would see them, some trips you wouldn't see them at all. And I think that kind of depended on the seasons. But anyway, knowing that it's a 50-50 chance, we're walking around that first day and I'm like, I want to see dolphins. We're going to see dolphins. I'm manifesting all these things right now. I'm manifesting that we're going to see them. I'm just trusting. So we go for a walk. We didn't see any on the pier, which was partially where I really wanted to see them. But later that day, we ended up arriving to the beach, like walking to the beach around 1 o'clock. And like 5 minutes after we sit down, we see all these dolphins. And Zach and I were talking about the timing of that. We could have easily been to the beach that day around 11, but we weren't. We could have went 10 minutes later, but we didn't. We were there, of course, at perfect timing to see those dolphins. And we saw them. I was so grateful. It was so cool. And also at that time, I'm like, this is amazing. I want to see them closer. I would love to see these dolphins while we're walking the pier tomorrow morning. Sure enough, we walk that pier the next day and we see these dolphins. They're so close. We see them swimming and playing. And then a couple days later, we rented a jet ski. And again, I was like, I would love to see dolphins while we're out in this jet ski super close. And we did. Manifested that. The dolphins were like 5 feet away from us. We saw them playing and jumping. Again, if you guys watched my video, you probably saw them within there. So we manifested all the dolphins. At this point, I'm just like, I'm freaking magic. I said, babe, I'm manifesting everything immediately. What else? And he said, well, so Zach and I, we love to play blackjack. So whenever we go on a trip, we usually hit up a casino and we play some blackjack one of the nights. And he's like, okay, manifest winning some money at the casino. And I said, all right, how much should we manifest? He said, how about 500? I said, nope, 1,000. Like that just came to me. I'm like, nope, $1,000. We're manifesting 1,000. And now this was actually before the jet ski scenario. And I think this plays another really important role in manifestation. It's like yes, you can say what you want. And can you say how you're going to celebrate once you get the thing to show the universe that you are so serious? Oh, shoot. That's another part of the story that, all right, I'll wrap with that story because this trip in itself was actually one of these. So I said, we're going to manifest $1,000. And when we do, when we manifest $1,000 in winning, we're going to celebrate by booking that jet ski tomorrow and we're going to go jet ski around the ocean. And he's like, all right, deal. So sure enough, we go to the casino that night. We're having so much fun. Now, again, I really do believe in the power of energetics. You guys, we've been to the casino before. Well, to be completely honest, I've been to the casino, not a lot, We don't go a lot, but I've been, I don't know, maybe like 10 times, let's say. Maybe like 15 times in my life. So I've been to the casino 15 times in my life. I've only lost my money one time out of those 15. So with that said, the times that I win, I haven't won like a ton. I think I've won like 500 tops. And the energy has always mattered. The day that I lost, I know why I lost. My energy was pressure. It was scarcity. It was like worry. But this casino scenario that Zach and I won the $1,000+ on, we were having so much fun. We were on my birthday trip. The money that we were gambling with, we had already set aside specifically for gambling. So there was like nothing but abundance and joy. We were having fun. We were bouncing table to table, which we usually don't do because at the casino that we go to at home, it's like one or two tables. But this casino is huge. So we got to bounce table to table. We were just having a blast with each other. And of course, between the two of us, we ended up winning like $1,350. So there was that manifestation. And again, just on top of this, one more. Some of you know that my birthday sale was taking place during this trip. I was launching my birthday sale. Y'all, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. 18x'd, I 18 times'd the success of my birthday sale from last year. Now, again, this is an episode for a different day. But 2 years ago on my birthday sale, I made $0. I made zero sales. Last year, I think I made like two sales. And then this year, it was off the freaking charts. So many people came into courses and portals and said yes and started going through them. And the energy was there and everybody was excited about it. And I was excited. I 18 times my sales for my birthday sale. So this whole trip was pure magic, immediate manifestation, which not gonna lie, I haven't experienced before. I mean, over the years, because of what I'm about to tell you and share with you, I've gotten better and better at manifesting, of course. And the immediate manifestation back to back to back to back to back, like, oh my gosh, it was magic. Now, before I go into the how I think I did this, how I think I'm doing this, because since this trip, there have been multiple other things that I've manifested almost immediately. I want to go back to what I was saying before, that this trip in itself was a manifestation. So I booked this trip back in November. And in November, I had this milestone that I desired to hit in my business that I was still a month and a half out from. So basically, there was a certain financial number that I desired to hit in my business back to back to back. And I had written down at the beginning of 2022, I will hit this number back to back to back. I could literally pull it out and show you right now. I will hit this number back to back to back in my business. And when I do, I will celebrate by booking Zach and I a getaway. So this trip in itself, I feel like that's part of the magic of this trip, was that. Now I booked this trip before I hit that milestone, trusting that I was going to hit it. This was in mid-November, and I still had to hit that milestone November and December in order to hit that desire of back to back to back. But in November, I felt the magic. I felt the vibes. I'm like, you know what? I'm booking this trip. I'm going to book it around my birthday because I love going on a trip around my birthday. And I'm booking this knowing that I'm going to hit this milestone this month and next month, and this is going to be that trip to celebrate. So I booked the trip before I even manifested the thing, showing the universe, I'm serious about this. This is my celebration for hitting this number back to back to back. And sure enough, it happened. So at the end of this December, when I was like doing my money day and looking at my numbers and my business for that month. I'm like, Zach, I did it. And I already have our celebration booked. We're going to Clearwater. We're going to celebrate this. So this was a manifestation in itself, this whole entire trip. Now, moving more so into the how. How do you manifest immediately? How do you manifest all these magical things? How do I intend? Now, again, I want to expand this because we are always manifesting. So let me be clear when I say, how do I intentionally manifest the things that I desire? And so my answer to how do I manifest, and something that I'm really, really, really coming to realize in these past couple of months, is that manifestation is a match to who I'm being. Manifestation is not a trying. It's not a one and done practice. I feel like manifestation can get really, like the waters can get muddied, because a lot of us think manifestation is a one and done process. This is step one, step two, step three, step four. This is how I manifest. And a lot of books and a lot of teachers teach it like that. And I feel like maybe that can work for some people. It never worked for me. Doing manifestation like one, two, three, four. This is my practice. This is what I do once every morning. That's never worked for me. Manifestation, in my opinion, it's not a trying. It's not a one and done. What manifestation is, what intentionally manifesting your life is, what intentionally manifesting my life is a culmination of all the inner work that I've been doing for the past 5 years paying off. That's why I believe that I am at a point where I am manifesting immediately now, because I have been working on my inner world. And this kind of goes into the second how. For 5 years, I have been mastering the truth that I am enough as I am. There's nothing I need to do to live the life that I want to live, because I am enough. I have been working on embodying that. I have been working on embodying the truth that I am worthy of deserving all of the worthy and deserving of all the magic. I am worthy of receiving all the magic that life has to offer, because I am. I have been working the past 5 years on surrendering when things seemingly go off. So let's go into my next little piece of how I did this. There was a lot on this trip that I could have viewed from a really negative lens from the get-go. So let me take you back to the beginning of the story. I could have so easily, seeing that long baggage line when we walked in and we were only there an hour early, I could have easily went into panic mode. And like I said earlier, there was a part of me that kind of started to. And then because of the inner work that I've done, because of the practices that I have, because of the deep surrender that I am now an embodiment of, I was able to calm my nervous system and surrender it. But I so easily could have seen the long bag line and started freaking out. Oh my gosh, we're going to miss our flight. This is the longest line ever. What if we miss it? What if we don't get there today? What if we can't drop our bags? What if we have to run to our flight? Like, I could have easily went there. But I didn't. I saw the line and I trusted that everything was going to work out. Whether we get on this flight or not, we're going to get there. It's going to be okay. When the plane was delayed an hour and we were sitting on this plane for the entire delay. Now, I will say that I manifested great people to sit by. And there were multiple times that they complained about it. Like, they were in, oh, we're still sitting here. What are they doing? Why is it taking so long? We're going to get there an hour late. I heard their complaints. And I had that energetic bubble around me, and I kept breathing into surrender and just like, it is what it is. I so easily could have seen that hour delay from this really negative lens, but I didn't. I was just like, surrender. It is what it is. We can't change anything. We can't make this plane take off. When we flew into the wrong airport, I could have been upset about it. And again, Zach, I could hear a little worry and a little frustration in his voice. And that's so valid. And I just chose to trust that we're going to get it figured out. Again, you fly into the wrong airport. We're here. There's literally nothing we can do to fly into the airport we were supposed to be at. So why fret about it? Now, I know that this is easier said than done. It's, again, 5 years of devotion to inner work to get to this point of peace when things go wrong. When we had to turn around, when we were finally on our road to the Airbnb after getting there late, after changing airports, we're finally on our road to the Airbnb and something's wrong with the car, we have to turn around. I could have been so annoyed. I could have sat there and been like, ugh, we're already late into Florida. We had to switch airports, which took more time out of our day. We're wasting our day. We were supposed to be in Clearwater Beach at like noon. Now we're not going to get there until 2. We're losing time. I so easily could have went there. I didn't. I so easily could have been annoyed at the Airbnb lady that she has such a strict policy of not checking in early. I didn't. Through all of these pieces that started our trip, I was in such surrender. Now, I want to note that this isn't spiritually bypassing. It is truly, literally who I am / who we are at this point in life. Though Zach had a little bit more frustration and annoyance throughout this process than I did, he's still mostly embodied in this surrender. And not even just surrender, but like Zach and I, we fully understand that everybody is doing the best they can always. The airlines, they're doing the best they can. The people who are taking our baggage, there were only a couple of workers, which is why the line was so long. They're doing their best. They can't control that they were the only workers there that day. The people who were de-icing the plane, they were keeping us safe. They're human. It takes them a while to de-ice the plane. We see people in their humanness. There might have been mistakes made by workers that delayed us. We see them in their humanness. Everybody makes mistakes. We respect the boundaries of other business owners. Even though there was a part of me that's like, it's a random day. There's no way somebody's still in that Airbnb. I'm sure it's cleaned. I'm sure it's ready for us. I respect the boundaries of other business owners. And she had a strict no checking in until the time policy. And I respected that. I didn't sit there and shame her and get annoyed with her. I surrendered to it. And I trusted that we were still going to manifest getting in early. I stayed through this whole process, through all these things that I could have easily seen in this negative lens. I stayed dropped into gratitude and excitement no matter what. And again, this is not spiritually bypassing because it's who I am. And I will speak to the truth that there were parts of me when I saw the long baggage line that were a little worried. And I saw that part of me. I saw it and I spoke to it and I said, hey, I see you. I know you're worried and we're going to be okay. So I let it be here. I let it have a voice. I didn't just ignore it. I did see it and I dropped back into my truth, into what I know is true for me, which is that everything's always going to work out, that there are things out of my control. So this goes into the analogy that you guys might have heard me talk about before, which is you can be Katniss or you can be the birds. You can choose to be Katniss and decide how to feel, and then the world responds, or you can be the Mockingjays who respond to the world. So in this situation, being the Mockingjays would have been, the line is super long, and now I'm going to react because of that. I don't live my life that way. I am Katniss. The world happens and I decide how to respond. And when I decide how to respond, the world then responds to me. So the long line, the bag being over 40 pounds at our house. Oh, the other one, not being able to sit by Zach on the plane. I could have been so upset about that. In the past, I totally would have. And again, that voice was here for a moment, like, oh, I really want to sit by him. And I surrendered it. It is what it is. I can't change it now. Actually, I think there was a point that I could have changed it, but it didn't feel abundant for me to pay the price to change it, like financially. The flight, the seats were like, I don't know, $50 a piece. And it didn't feel like the abundant choice to spend the extra $100 so we could sit by each other for 2.5 hours on a flight. So I accepted that I'm the one who chose that. You know, I hear the frustrated, upset voice that's like, don't you want to sit? Like, why wouldn't the airline put you guys together? Like, of course I acknowledge that. And I took responsibility. I'm the one who chose not to pay the extra money to sit by him. And that's on me. And I surrender that with the seats and everything, the delay. I could have let all of that determine my emotions. I could have let the delay and the long bags and all the things that the car situation, I could have let that get me down, get me upset. That would be me being the Mockingjays, but I didn't. Those things happen. I chose how I decided or how I wanted to feel, how I wanted to respond to those situations. And then, whew, I get the chills. I did that. And then the world responded to me in the most magical freaking way. So This is our first episode of all the things with Sarah Jean. I hope you loved it. I hope you got so much out of that. And I hope you're feeling inspired AF to start being Katniss and intentionally manifesting your life. Magic is yours. You are magic and you deserve the energetic match to the magic that you are. It's just a matter of awakening your inner magic and realizing that it's in you and you have these powers and you have these abilities and then using them to intentionally create your freaking dream life. And that's what the show is here for. That is what I am here for, because again, you are so worthy and deserving of your dream life in every single area: career, relationships, relationship to self, emotional intelligence, choosing to be Katniss, manifesting the most wild, amazing things, parenthood, everything. You deserve it in every area. And that is what I am here to guide you into as I continue to lead myself through these paths, because I am still very much so at the beginning of this journey. Don't ever get it twisted. Even though I've been here doing this work, devoted to this work for 5 years, and I am now a teacher, a guide in it, I am still very much learning. And I'm going to take you along for the journey so that we can all live the lives that our souls came to this material realm to live. All right, now a couple of things before we officially wrap this episode. First and foremost is that if you're feeling the vibes of this and you're like, all right, I'm either ready to be Katniss, I'm ready to take control of my life, I'm ready to start intentionally manifesting a life that feels fucking amazing, you have an opportunity to do so. Or maybe you're not just starting, maybe you're already on the journey and you're like, I'm ready to take it to the next level. My first free masterclass of the year is officially open for enrollment. And y'all, I am bringing the heat to this masterclass. It is hands down going to be the best one yet. Some of you have been in masterclasses with me before. If you haven't, they're like mini courses. So it's 3 days, 3 modules. Details on the topic and the vibe of this masterclass can be found in the link in the show notes, which is also where you can register. But it's basically a 3-day mini portal. We're all in a Facebook group together. This masterclass, I'm taking it to the next level. If you want to join me on Zoom, you can. So we will all be in a Facebook group together. However, if you'd rather come into the modules on Zoom, see me, see each other, connect in the chats, you're going to be able to do that. It's 3 days together of learning, growing, evolving, breaking through. There are going to be pieces of homework and soul work and embodiment pieces. It's going to be such an energetic portal for rapid growth and evolution within 3 days. We start on March 1st, 2023. So March 1st is a Wednesday. As of now, the schedule is, as of this recording, the schedule is March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So we're going to have one session each of those days. Things could change. I could add a module or extend it. We'll see how things flow within that container. But we're going to do 3 days. It is a free masterclass for now. Eventually, I'll close doors to this masterclass and I will remove everybody from the group. And this will become a paid offering in the future. It's going to be a paid mini course eventually. But for now, it is completely free to get in on. So the link to all the details and to register is in the show notes. Come on in, invite a friend. If you have any friends or family members or coworkers who are looking to up-level their life, become better versions of them, invite them in, because again, it's free for now. And I want to really emphasize that it will be paid later. You're going to get so much value out of this. You're going to feel what it's like to be held by me in one of my online portals, and you're going to absolutely love it. I have no doubt. So the link to enroll in that is in the show notes. And I want to announce this now, but I'll be bringing this to every episode until the end of April. I am a new show. And even though I've done the podcasting thing before on Her Vibe is Pretty, All the Things with Sarah Jean is a new show, meaning I have 0 rates and 0 reviews, which is totally fine. I am in surrender to that. And those ratings and those reviews really are so, so, so beneficial to get the show in the hands and the ears and the awareness of more souls on the earth who need this right now. So it would mean the world to me if you don't have to do it right now. Maybe after episode one, you're like, I'm still feeling out the show. I don't know if I love it yet. Or maybe you're the opposite. You're like, I'm already a diehard. I am in. I love this. Absolutely. Yes. I'll do it now. Either way, whether you do it now or later, I would really appreciate it if you would rate and review the show. Preferably a 5-star rating, and inviting you to be super transparent and honest because I'm open for that. If you could rate the show and leave a little review talking about how maybe the show inspired you or taught you something, it would be super, super helpful to me. So in exchange, if you rate and review the show, I'm going to enter you into a drawing. Now, this giveaway is going to be open until the end of April. So April, what would be April 30th? I think there's 30 days in April. Yeah, April 30th. It'll be open until April 30th, 2023. You rate and review, you'll be entered into a giveaway for, drum roll please, if you win this giveaway, you are going to be able to choose a course or a container with me in 2023 for zero energetic exchange, completely free. So that means that this giveaway, you could have up to a, I think my highest course right now is $1,111. And there are actually probably a couple of courses this year that are going to be a bit more than that. You can come into any course, whether it's live or pre-recorded, at no cost if you win this giveaway. On top of that, I'm going to send you the vibiest journal ever. I have this journal that is just so sacred to me. It is absolutely beautiful. I think it's a $50 value. So I'm going to send you one of those. And last but not least, I'm going to send you a piece of merch. Now, my merchandise line is not out yet as of episode one, but I am working on it. It will be. So if you win this drawing, again, you're going to get a free course or container, whether you choose to do it live or a pre-recorded one, the vibiest journal ever, plus a piece of merch. So this could easily be over $1,300 in value. And all you need to do to enter is leave a rating and a review by April 30th, 2023. I'll draw the winner on an IG Live, Instagram Live, or Facebook Live, and the winner is going to be very blessed. All right. I love you guys so much. Please let me know how this episode landed for you. Let me know the vibes you're feeling after listening. Let me know your greatest takeaway. If this was amazing for you, maybe you share it on your story, send it to a friend who needs it. Let's spread the love together. Thank you for being here, you magical soul. I'm so grateful that you are on this journey with me. Go enroll for the free masterclass so we can hang out for 3 days straight. I love you. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.